Okay, we are doing Bava Basra, Perek Daled, Mishnah Vav. So we're talking about when you sell something, what is included, what is not included. Amarchas Amarchat, somebody sells a bathhouse. A bathhouse, I guess, was a building with a water supply, and the people would come in and wash themselves. Not sure it was in a mikveh or maybe something smaller. So somebody sells a bathhouse. Loi machras an asorim. He is not included. So when he goes to somebody and says, "I'm selling you my bathhouse," the price is $1,000. He has not sold the boards, the planks which people put their clothes on. So they would have a piece of planks of wood on the floor. They put their clothes there. This has fallen. Safsolim, the benches people sit on. This have Elois, neither the curtains, which you put up privacy between different, they divided up the space with curtains so that people have privacy. Since all these things are movable, it's not part of the bathhouse, not included in the sale. If he tells the buyer, I'm selling it to you, including everything inside it, then everything is sold. Benkach or benkach, whether he told him that or not, whether he said everything is included or not, even if he said everything is included, he did not include the reservoir of water that's outside. I'm not sure whether the reservoir is outside or inside. Take a look. Either way, if there's a big water tank there, so that's not included. Not the storehouse where the wood is kept, because if the guy is selling a bathhouse, maybe he wants the buyer to put up his own, make his own water tank. And he's going to use that water, the seller is going to use that water tank. His house is next door, he's going to use that for his house. And the wood is movable, so therefore it's not included. So even if he said, I'm selling you everything, selling the bathhouse, including what's inside, he has not sold the water tank, and the wood is not sold, not included. Somebody sells the whole town. Mochar botin borasich namoras. So I guess you have a city that's not, you're not, someone's not going to sell the whole of Manhattan, but maybe somebody would sell some place in the Catskills where it has 10 houses around it, or some kind of holiday place. Amarcha so here, you're selling a city. Mochar botim, you sell the houses, boirois, the water pits, sichin, ditches, moirois, the enclosed water pool, merchatzois, including the bathhouse, shoivochois, the bird houses. Beis Abaden, the olive press, Beis Ashlochin, also the gardens and the orchards and the fields that people plant stuff in is also included. So whatever is included, these are all part of the city. Therefore, what he's selling this town, this village, this city, it's all included. If he says, I'm selling you the whole city, including everything inside it, even if there's animals and avodim inside the city, it's also included. So when he said, I'm selling you everything inside the city, it includes things that are movable. So Shimon ben Gamliel says, even if you didn't say, I'm selling you everything, including what's inside, he just said, I'm selling you the city. He did not say, I'm selling you kol ma'ase b'soicha. Then he includes the watchman who watches over the city. Even though we didn't say, I'm selling you everything inside, that's included because that's an essential part of the city. You can't have a city without a watchman. Therefore, that is included. Mishnah 8, Hamarcha es asode. If you sell the field, Mochas avonim shem etzorcha includes, now I'm selling a field, not selling a city anymore, I'm selling a field. All the stuff, so there may be a bunch of loose stones in the field, and it's the tzarcha, the field needs it because you would use these stones to build fences and to mark different parts of the field. And therefore, that's included. Besakonim shebekerem shehem tzarcha also. If there was a vineyard, they would have sticks in the ground to hold up the vine. So those are also included. These things we're talking about, the stones and the sticks, are things that are necessary for the functioning of the field. Also, if you have produce attached to the ground, it's also included because that's, since it's attached to the ground as part of the field, it's also included. What else is included? Mechisas akonim. You have a bunch of konim reeds growing in the field, and you have a lot of reeds growing in one little area. That's also included. If it's smaller than a base roiva, so it's not an important part of the field. It's like just a little area of grass or conim of reeds. So those also it's sold. It's included because it's not considered an important item. A watchman's shed, which is not plastered, just a wooden shed, is also included because it's not a very important item, just like a throwaway item. There's a chorav shen murkov, and a chorav tree, a carob tree that has not been grafted. There's pesulas hashikma, a young sycamore tree. So these are young trees. You have a young tree growing in the field that's included in the sale because, again, they're not very important items, and so therefore it's included. All these things we just talked about, they're not major items. They just happen to be in the field. They're not major items. Therefore, it's included. It's not important enough to talk about it. But Mishnah 9, Avaloi Machas O'Avonim, She'enon Tzorcho. But if he's selling the field, he did not include stones which are not necessary for the functioning of the field. So if there's a bunch of stones there which he can take away and use somewhere else, that was not included in the field, in the sale of the field. V'lo yaseh konem shebekerem she'en hatzorchoi, also not any sticks or reeds that are in the field, but they're not part of the functioning of the field. They're not being used as a, for the vines, for instance. Those are also not included. Not grain or produce that's been picked already, because since it's been picked, it's not part of the field. It's not considered part of the field. Ben kachu ben okay. If he said, "I'm selling you everything in the field," I'm selling you the field and everything that's inside it. All these things are sold. Since he said, "I'm selling you whatever's inside the field," all these things, the stones and the sticks, they're all included in the sale. Ben kach u ben kach. Whether he said, I'm including everything," or he didn't say it. If he said, even if he said, "I'm including everything in the field," he has not sold, it's not including a bunch of reeds that is bigger than a base roiva. So that's an important item, and that's not included. It's important enough that it's not considered to be part of the field. It's viewed as a separate item. Not a watchman's shed that is plastered with clay or with plaster. So that's again an important item. So it's not in, it's assumed it's not included. Not a carob tree that has already been grafted. So then the carob tree, they would graft it to make it stronger. Not a mature sycamore tree, because those are valuable and important items. So they're not included. Even if you said, "I'm selling you everything in the field," these four items are not included because they are viewed as being separate items. And also, v'lo yaseh bor, not a pit. V'lo yaseh gas, now we're talking about a field. We said when you sell a city, these things are included, but not v'lo yaseh bor, not a, if you're selling a field, it doesn't include the pit. V'lo yaseh gas, the wine press. V'lo yaseh shorvech, not the birdhouse, the dovecote. Ben cherevin, ben yeshuvin, whether these things are currently being used, the pit and the wine press and the birdhouse, whether they are in use or not, they're still not included because they're important items, and therefore they would not be included in the sale of the field. Now, we learned before in Mishnah Beis, we learned about if I sell a house and I keep a storage room for myself in the house, or I keep a bar, a bit of water. So it's machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim whether you have to buy a right of way. So Rabbi Akiva holds when I'm selling the field, I'm selling with a generous eye, and therefore when I sold you the field, I included the right of way to get to my pit or my tree, whatever it is. I sold you the right of way, therefore I don't have to pay you. I don't have to pay for it. I don't have to buy it back from you. The person sells with a stingy eye, so therefore when I sold you the field, I sold you just what I have to sell you. And I didn't include a right of way. Therefore, if you want to get to your tree or to your pit, you have to buy the right of way from me.
I think that was like, how can you fill a field with all the trees? Because part of the field, no?
No, it's a water pit. Maybe I have a field next door and that water pit is servicing my field. But it's not. The pit is, see, the Mishnah says it's not. It's like it is a separate item. So sorry. So Rebbe Akiva says you have to buy the field back. You have to buy the right of way, because when I sold you the field, I started with a generous eye, so I included that. So I have to buy it back from you. But I'm saying, and it's sorry, no, I sold it with a stingy eye, so therefore, I did not include it. So therefore, I don't have to. I didn't include it, so I kept it for myself. So therefore, I don't have to buy it back from you. Okay, so okay.
What's the general sign? I don't know what the general sign is. I thought general sign refers to somebody who is buying the field, who is buying the piece. And the general sign is basically that I'm giving after,
No,
I'm letting you go walk through my field to get to your piece, no?
no, it's talking about I sell the field and sell the field and I'm keeping the pit for myself.
What's the generosity about?
No, so listen. So I'm selling the field, I'm keeping the pit for myself. So Rebbe Akiva says, when I sold you the field, I sold you the whole thing. I sold you, I didn't keep a right of way for myself. I gave you, I sold you everything. I didn't keep a right of way for myself.
Make sense. Like just want to do it in one transaction, like whatever is justified,
Okay, so that's
have it in one transaction.
okay. So the price is like, so if they didn't, if they said $1,000, so the guy gives him $1,000, then he then the buyer says,
It's Biggie. Biggie, how are you?
oh, hi, thank you.
How are you?
In a few minutes.
Okay, thank you.
Rebbe Akiva says that when I sold it, I charge you $1,000. Give me $1,000, and then you say to me, I sold it to you. You say to me, how are you going to get to your field? How are you going to get to your pit? And the guy says, yeah, you're right. I didn't include that. I gave you all. I sold you the whole field, so give you $100. I'm buying it back from you. I'm buying you the right of way. That's what Rebbe Akiva holds. And the Chacham say, no, when I sold it, I sold it. I'm sold you the minimum I have to sell you. And therefore, I kept the right of way for myself, and I don't have to buy it back from you. Okay, so that's Rebbe Akiva says, when Rebbe Akiva agrees to the Chachamim, when he said, "Kutzme'elu," that he includes when he said except when he said except for the pit, then Enetzarech doesn't have to buy it back for himself since he wrote an extra sentence in the contract. We say that he meant to exclude the right of way, and therefore he doesn't have to buy it back. He meant to exclude it. If he writes, I'm selling it to you except for the pit, then that means he kept for himself the right of way. He doesn't have to buy it. Now the other way around, like you said before, so where I'm now I'm keeping my field, I'm selling you my tree or my pit. So now I'm achron la'acha, if you sold the pit or the tree to somebody else, I'm now the other way around. B'kiva, since I'm selling you the tree or the pit, I'm being generous, therefore I'm including the right of way. Therefore, I don't have to buy it because I was being generous. It's the other way around. If I'm selling the field, Rukiva says I have to buy it. But if I'm selling you the pit, and since I'm being generous, I'm giving you the right of way. Therefore, you don't have to buy it. You don't have to buy it from me. The Chaimarim Tzurachlikla Derech, the other way around, when you say he has to buy it back because since he sold it, since he has to buy the right of way, since I was stingy when I sold it, then therefore, when I sold it, I did not include the right of way, therefore, you have to buy it from me, which is the opposite of the first case when I sold the field. When are we talking about all these rules about buying a right of way, not buying a right of way? The Moicha, that's when I sold you the field, when I sold you the pit. If I give you a present of the field, I'm giving you a gift, people who give gifts, since I'm being so generous giving you a gift, I'm also including all these things. So I would include when I'm giving you the gift, I'm including the tree, I'm including the pit, I'm including all these reeds, I'm including everything because stingy people don't give gifts, only generous people give gifts. So that's one. That's the case of the matana. If two brothers inherited a field from their father, one brother gets the field on the left, one brother gets the field on the right. So everything in that field comes with the field. That's very simple. So each brother would give up. So if your field has a hut and my field has a different hut, I'm Moichel your hut and you Moichel my hut. So therefore, whatever's in the field, each brother gets whatever's in the in that field. If a ger died without any yorshim, so his property is hefker. So somebody acquires the property from a ger. Once he acquires the field, which we learned before, if he puts a fence around it or he changes the lock, then he gets everything. Makti Sasoda, okay, he gets everything when he gets the nechosin from the ger. Makti Sasoda, if somebody is makdish, I give my field to hekdish. Also, when you makdish, it's like giving him a matana. It's like you're being generous. Everything in the field is included. Okay, Reb Shimon, Oimer. That's the Tanna Kamma says. Reb Shimon, Oimer, Hamakdish says, Sode Eloi Hikdish Elo Es Echorov Amurka VeSadna Shikma. Okay, so Reb Shimon says when I'm makdish, a person who's makdish is also stingy. Shimon holds that for some reason. The Shimon holds that being makdish a field or selling a field is the same kind of same kind of feeling. So therefore, same kind of sentiment. So therefore, if you makdish a field, you did not include what's in the field, so it didn't include the stones, didn't include the wood, but except for the chorov, the tree, the sycamore tree, and the carob tree, those are included because even though they're valuable, they are included because they take their nourishment from the ground, and therefore, since you makdish the field, makdish the ground, you have to include. Being makdish, you have to include the trees because the trees live from the ground. Therefore, you have to include those.
What about the